Hey, and welcome to the Meditations and Musings podcast. I'm Elena Lipson. I'm a mama, I'm a wife, and I'm the founder of the Divine Self-Care Circle membership and the Virtual Retreat Academy. I don't believe that you have to sacrifice your body, your health, or your family in order to create true abundance and prosperity. I believe in living based on the divine feminine metrics of success, and these include pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. Each week, I'll bring you 1 to 2 new episodes. One of these will be a guided meditation that you don't have to do on the meditation pillow, and the other will be a conversation to help you access your inner wisdom, to ignite abundance, and inspire others to do the same. I invite you to join me on this journey back to the magic of a divinely aligned and well cared for you. And now, join me for today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Meditations and Musings podcast. Before we get started, I wanted to just make 2 quick announcements. One is there's going to be a little bit of a change coming to this podcast. I want to talk more and more about your inner magic, your inner whisper, your inner soul, your inner knowing. And I want to help you create a bridge from that inner knowing to take inspired action and aligned action in the world. Really learning to trust yourself and move in a way that reflects your courage, your inner trust, and creating the life that you want, desire, need on your own terms. So that's going to be the focus. We're going to talk about spiritual practices. We're going to talk about living a values-based life. Definitely more of what we're talking about here, but on a deeper level. And a lot of it is going to be brain-based, soul-based, and embodiment. And I want to just help you live your life from that highest knowing, that highest trust. So just expect some changes coming over the next few weeks here. I'm taking it nice and slow. I'm trusting the timing of it. I'm not trying to push anything too quickly, letting it unfold, which is exactly what I want to help you do. Second announcement is that this is the month, if you're listening in July, of self-care and relationships in the Divine Self-Care Circle. The Divine Self-Care Circle has been around for 6 years now. The roots are very deep, our wings are wide, and our circle is incredible, filled with intimate connections, amazing women from all over the world. We have the most incredible mentors, including this month, Samira Williams, who's a trauma relationship expert and therapist, and she's coming in as one of our mentors this month. We are talking about all of the relationships, not just the love romantic relationships, but how past trauma, how past events and limiting beliefs in your life lead to the experiences that you're having now and what you can do about it. So over the last few months, I've started opening up trials for the circle. I want you to come on in. It's like coming over for, you know, like we just met, we're friends, we're getting to know each other. You like what I'm talking about. You like my energy. You're resonating with what I'm saying and you want to come hang out. So you and I go out for like a coffee date and see if you want to go deeper and go for dinner, you know, go take a vacation together. It's kind of a friendship. This is what I'm treating it as. My circle is not a place where you come and you like disappear and don't know anyone. I want you to come on in and feel like you have a chance to explore, to get to know me and get to know the people. If you've been around on this podcast for a while, then you already know me. You already know what I'm about. And the circle gives us a chance to go deeper. All right. So we talk all things self-care from different perspectives than other people might be talking about. We talk about magic. We talk about spirit. We talk about relationships. We talk about sexuality. We talk about limiting beliefs and subconscious rewriting of those limiting beliefs. We talk about the practices, not just the obvious practices of gratitude and moving your body and things like that, but we really go into the inner landscape of transformation and how to make it practical and tangible and livable. So if you're interested in joining the circle for the conversations we're having this month, you get to try out our 2 live group calls. You get to try out the content. You get access to all of my self-care courses if you decide to stay, which is all the information that I'm talking about right now is in the link if you go to the show notes or if you head over to my Instagram page at Elena_Lipson. and you get to try it for $7 a month. And if you decide to stay after that month is over, it's $97 a month. That's less than like $3 a day to have access to all of my courses, an incredible community, engaging with me as your mentor on live calls. So it's not like you join and then somebody else teaches you. I am the one on the calls. That's how I love it. It's how I've always done it. It's how I intend to do it moving forward for years to come. So I'd love to see you there. If you have any questions, you can always ask in the DM on Instagram or send us an email at info@elainalipson.com. All right. So first of all, fair warning, my husband and my son are out for the day and my dog is home and she tends to bark when dogs walk by. She's super sweet and loving, but she's also very vocal recently. So yeah, we've had her for like 10 years. And over the last few years, she's just started to bark like crazy when dogs are walking by, mostly because she wants to be out in the sun. So if you hear that, my pre-apologies for her barking. Her name is Chewy. She's really sweet. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen lots of pictures of her. She's like my little baby dog, but she is definitely loud. So if she barks, we'll just go with it. And hopefully she won't bark for too long. Okay, so today's topic, as you saw in the show title, is don't make decisions on shitty days and what to do instead. Wouldn't it be great if every day was amazing and you were always inspired, super open-minded, had all the creativity and self-expression accessible to you, resources, ideas, visions, and knowing exactly what to do every moment of the day? That would be wonderful and maybe a little boring, and that just wouldn't be real life, okay? So what we do actually have is the ability to be human and to be okay with that. The reason that so many of us can fall down that slippery slope of self-doubt, of questioning ourselves, is because we think we're supposed to be doing and being something other than what we are doing right now. Now, this goes a little bit counterculture to things I've even talked about, right? Like my future visioning meditations and who do you want to be in the future and really tapping into that. But I think a lot of people either teach it from this perspective or even live it from this perspective, is that your future self is more valuable somehow and more true and more like desired than what you're living right now. And that creates a gap. Not the kind of gap of like excited expansion, but one filled with shame and guilt and resentment for your past mistakes and blaming other people and yourself, especially for where you are not and where you think you should be already by now, right? And then there come stories about being too whatever, too old, too young, too whatever, fill in the blank, right? That you don't have the same resources as other people. So there's a million reasons why you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. And I want to flip the table a little bit and just flip that script and suggest that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And that can be a little difficult to hear, because what if you don't like where you are? What if you don't love your life? What if you wish you were somewhere else? What if you look back at those pivot points in your life and you wish that you were somewhere else? Well, one of the reasons that this happens and creates a shitty day is because of the false agreements that we make. If you've been here for any length of time at all, you've heard me talk about those false agreements. The False Agreements Masterclass is one of the courses that you get access to when you join the circle. And this is my, you know, teachings around how we as women have been taught to live by other people's ideas, opinions, expectations, fears, all of it. There's 12 of them that I talk about. Well, 6 in the masterclass and 6 more are coming very soon. But basically, our lives are dictated by ideas that were our agreements that were given to us before we even had the consciousness or awareness to understand that we were making agreements, right, before we could even disagree with them. And the way that plays out in our lives as we get older is that we follow these prescriptive paths, right? I remember having this conversation with my husband, and you might think this is a little strange, but I remember still, like, thinking, and he and I have a great open conversation relationship. Not an open relationship. Our conversations are open where I can say things to him that other people might not say to their partner, but he and I have been on this amazing journey of radical honesty for over a decade now. We've been together for over 20 years, but really half of it has been super duper honest. The first half was, I don't know, a little more constrained, a little more like nice girl, a little more understanding wife, you know? Maybe you can relate to that. So I said to him, you know, when I was younger and I was working and going to school and doing all the hard work, hustle type of things, I never even imagined that there was another path to going to college, getting a job, getting married, having kids, dot, dot, dot. It never even occurred to me that there was another path. It felt like any other path was like heresy. It was wrong. It wasn't even optional, right? Because those kind of women, like quote unquote, those kind of women in history or in media were always positioned as like the other, right? Like the women who were, I don't know, who didn't follow tradition, but it was never done in like a, I guess I should say, like, it was never done in a inspiring way. It was never done in a motivational way. It was always done in this realm of like, don't do that. Like, that is not good, right? And so we start to compare ourselves to what we think we should be doing. We start to agree with these agreements in life, like I did. And again, this isn't to say my life is bad or wrong. It's just to say that we have to have awareness for the kind of decisions that we were making in the past, and start to intentionally rewrite some of those agreements to take ownership and responsibility. And ironically enough, it doesn't mean blowing up your life. It doesn't mean moving or breaking up with your relationship or changing everything, like cutting your hair, shaving it off. It doesn't mean any of that, right? Unless you want to. Hey, whatever. It's up to you. What it does mean is that you start to accept and embrace that everything in your life. Like, if I hadn't gone through the life that I'd gone through, I wouldn't have these awarenesses and insights and ideas. It would have just been very different, right? Your life, your lens on your life is comprised of every experience you've had, good, bad, shitty, wonderful, everything in between. Your relationships, your siblings, your parents, your locations where you grew up, where you were born, the taste that you had, the food you ate, the places you visited, the terrible moments you've had, the grieving, traumatic, you know, sad moments you've had, we've all had. It makes you who you are. It makes you compassionate, empathetic. It makes you have an idea that there's other people in the world who are separate from you. So our experiences can be embraced and we can make meaning of them in new ways. Not just the meaning that we gave them when we were 10, 15, 20 years old, but we can rewrite those meanings now with our new lens on life, with our new awareness and consciousness. It's the same exact event, but now it's seen through a lens of maturity, seen through a lens of wisdom, seen through a lens of, okay, I wonder how that benefited me as a person. What did I learn? If you take time to reflect on the stories that have given you grief and pain, you can start to pull through those nuggets of wisdom, those diamonds, right? So I know I'm kind of going around here as the title is what, you know, how to not make decisions on shitty days, but I'm addressing the deeper layer here of why shitty days even happen. And they're totally normal and they happen to all of us, right? But it doesn't have to be an entire day. It could be if you need a day in bed under a warm blanket, drinking tea, watching Netflix. I need one of those myself pretty soon here. We all need it. The world feels like it's going to hell in a handbasket, right? Feels like shit hit the fan because it did. It did in so many ways. But if you put your head in the sand or if you just hide in grief forever, then you will lose the opportunity to make decisions for yourself that move you forward, that move forward the people around you, that have an opportunity to do something different. Regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, you have an opportunity to have awareness and consciousness around what is happening and choose what information that you want to digest and take action upon, right? And sometimes, quite honestly, we need a shitty day because we need to say, like, this isn't working for me and this isn't right, and actually get a little bit of that fire in you, right? Fire to make new choices, fire to burn down things that no longer work. So yes, don't make decisions on those shitty days, but don't like push them away either. So here's what I want to say to you in terms of transformational point and to really take this and move it into action in practical ways. Don't make decisions on shitty days and what to do instead means being okay with the shitty days, but don't assign meaning to the shitty days. Doesn't mean that it's going to be forever. It means that there's something happening in your mind, your body, your heart, the world that is calling for your attention. You can process it through walking in nature, through talking to a good friend, through finding a mentor to help you find your way through it, to reflecting in a journal, to taking a bath, to really getting back to your physical self-care and your mental self-care, to understanding that we're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to do this alone, and seeking support, seeking positive friendships and supporting those and nurturing those. So letting those shitty days be, but then understanding that you might also just be having a day where you need to like go through the fire and find your way to shifting yourself enough to that next better feeling place so that you can make better decisions, right? And for me, I have a list of things I go to. One of the frameworks that I teach in my Divine Self-Care Circle is to create a good, better, best list. I'm not going to guide you through that here because it's a paid concept that I teach, but just get the essence of it, right? It's a much longer framework that I teach. But if you have a list to go to when you are feeling shitty, when you have a self-care list of ideas to go to, what can you do to mend and heal and tend to and nurture your mind, body, and your heart and your soul? Then you'll have some ideas. You won't just sit there. Like sitting in inertia is like the worst, right? Because you're just sitting there. And sometimes, again, we do need to sit in it, and that's fine. But in order to be a person who evolves, who chooses conscious evolution and conscious creation, you don't want to stay there too long, right? Because then it starts to feel like everything is shitty, everything, and there is no way out, right? So if you are someone who's experiencing prolonged shitty days, prolonged depression, please seek help. Please seek help. Sometimes it just takes a moment of someone listening to you to heal that. If you need resources, please reach out. Right? I have dealt with depression in my life. And I know that feeling of this is never going to change. But the interesting thing is that the more times I've gone through those moments, the more I know that it's a cycle, right? Because unless you have a chemical imbalance and you can't see that, and please, 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 get support. Reach out to someone in your life who can help you. Reach out to me. I'm here. DM me. I'm here. I can help you find a resource. Okay. But now we're just talking about like regular shitty days. We all have them. I've been through them enough, and so have you, to understand that it's a cycle. It's a storm passing through. It's not forever. Okay. So for me, the list of things that I do vary from going for a walk in nature, which is like such a go-to. Nature knows how to heal you, whether it's water or mountains or trees, whatever it is, even if it's a park bench in a city. Like there's something so innately healing. And we all know this as children, right? We want to be outside. And we forget as adults. We spend so much time indoors sitting, right? I also love water. It's amazing. It's miraculous what a good shower can do to help you shift into a better place. not into like dancing for joy in the world, but a better place than you were 5 minutes ago, or a bath with salts and oils and some beautiful music playing, or music, playing beautiful music, not sad music, but beautiful music that elevates your spirits, and dancing and movement, whatever way your body can manage. I love laying flat on the floor to help my nervous system reset. I love doing breath work. 6 deep breaths into your diaphragm, slow deep breaths, can actually activate your parasympathetic nervous system and take you out of fight or flight, take you out of fear and into possibility. It's chemical, it's neurochemical, right? This isn't just theory I'm talking about, it's scientific neurochemical. It will help you shift your actual nervous system from the sympathetic response, which is fear and contraction and elevated heartbeat, to parasympathetic, which is relaxed and digesting and peaceful. And you can do that with your breath. So I want you to make a list for yourself and just ask yourself, what is really possible here? What is possible, right? Because sometimes you go from shitty day to possibility in a moment just by thinking new thoughts. So instead of allowing yourself to like burn down the house, not literally, you know, like, that's it, I'm giving up the business. That's it, that friendship is no longer worthy. That's it, like giving up relationships because you're having a shitty day is really, really sad and unnecessary. So don't make decisions on shitty days. Instead, learn to manage your energy, learn to manage your emotions, and learn to be okay with wherever you are, because you can't get there until you understand where you are. And where you are is perfectly fine, right? Don't like talk yourself out of it, but you can move through it into the other side. Emotional reactions in your body really only last for about 90 seconds if you sit with it. Isn't that amazing? Don't distract yourself from it, but sit with it. Really just sit, and sit with your fear, with your anger, with your whatever, sadness. Set a timer for 90 seconds and just breathe and see how it will move on its own if you sit with it. Like, we don't get taught this in school. We should get taught emotional literacy. We should be taught financial literacy. We should be taught conversational literacy, all of it, right? But we're not. So now as adults, we have to re-teach ourselves. We have to re-parent ourselves. And that's what I'm here to help you do, to really get into that place of understanding that you have an incredible, magical, miraculous gift of life to share. And the more you can get to the heart of trusting yourself, of allowing yourself to trust your inner knowing, your inner voice, and be guided by your inner GPS, the more you'll be able to start releasing those false agreements of other people's bullshit. Okay, that should be a 13th one. That should be on the list too. Other people's bullshit. Okay, so that is my guidance for you today. If you want to go deeper on this and really get into, especially this month in the circle, where we get into self-care and relationships from the inner perspective, healing old wounds, recognizing how trauma is how is affecting your current relationships, and so much more. All the self-care goodies from the inner landscape, right? I would love to see you in the circle. Head on over, start your trial. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, come on, join. There's incredible women already in there ready to connect with you. And that's a place to go to when you're feeling shitty, right? Hey, I need some support. I need some witness. It's so incredible to have a place to go that's private and where everyone's on the same path, right? Not just alone, but on the same path. I would love to see you there. Okay, my loves, have an amazing day. I'm so grateful for you, for this platform, for a place to share my voice. This is my soul's path, my signature soul path journey is to share my teachings, my reflections, my inner hard-earned wisdom to inspire you to access your own, not to take mine, but to find your own and trust it. All right. I'll see you on the next episode of the Meditations and Musings podcast. Thank you so much for journeying with me, sending you so much love, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening and learning about the new divine self-care way of being in your life, business, and the bedroom based on the divine feminine metrics of success: pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. If you're ready to bust the myth of overwhelm and tap into an inspired start to each day, I've put together a free video series for you to help you start each day with energy, inspiration, and ignite that inner pilot light which attracts joy, magic, and synchronicity. You can access my 3-step magic morning practice to help you ignite your inner light and attract the abundance that you're craving. Head on over to elainalipson.com/gift. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so love if you share it with a friend, a sister, a mother, a daughter, and please leave a review. That is how the magic starts to ripple out. Here's wishing you a day full of beauty, magic, and divine self-care. I'll see you next time at the Meditations and Musings podcast.